The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda, thank you so much for getting it cranked up here on a Thanksgiving Thursday. I really appreciate you coming here and working with me on Thanksgiving. I hope everybody's having a great Thanksgiving.
I'm so grateful.
I'm thankful as well. And I hope everybody's out there driving on the highway and being real calm. The person that just passed you, well, just let them go. They're a little late. Their turkey must be overheating in the oven or something. Hey, Wanda, we got a great show today. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of reasons to be thankful.
Why we're thankful.
We're going to talk about some positive energy stuff.
Gratitude.
That's what it is. And it's just going to be an all-around great show. Thank you for taking time out to spend your holiday with us. I hope everybody's having a great time with their family. Wanda, take it away. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about reasons why we're thankful this holiday season. All right. Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know by now they've got that great Audi store in Gainesville. And in Key West, well, gosh, their store has just about every car you can imagine down there. What do they all have in common? Well, they are all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I know my mom drives that person crazy. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jim Freed, and I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. What do we do at Sandstone? We help you execute your real estate business plan. If you need capital, we've got access to capital. You can give us a call. One person will make the decision. We can commit that day. We'll close in a week. Hey, maybe you need some complex real estate transactional help. We can help you with that, too. Recently helped somebody close their loan in just a couple of days. So give us a call at 305-773-6300. You from overseas, your clients from overseas can help that too. Bad credit can help you get a loan there too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
And we're back.
All right. Hey, Wanda, so happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for coming in and working on Thanksgiving. Thank you, Fluffy, for letting your mom come in and work on Thanksgiving.
I'm happy I have a place to come work on Thanksgiving.
It is. It's great. And, you know, I'm thankful for all the people that are listening. I'm thankful for everybody that, you know, voted for Nikki Freed. I'm thankful for Nikki Freed winning.
Yes.
I'm obviously thankful for Betty DeMartini and her beautiful kidney that she donated to Vivian Freed. My other reason that I'm really, really thankful
we
this year.
That kidney.
Oh my gosh. But Wanda, you know, give me some ideas what other people are thankful for and let's have some fun.
Okay. So I found the list of 100 things to be grateful for. Now we're going to go through them briefly.
Not in order,
not
right?
all 100, but, okay. You know, we'll try. Some, we'll start at number 99 because 100 is bucket list. And, of course, that's just
100 random. Is the bucket list?
Is the bucket list.
Well, that seems to be, like,
that
ridiculous.
Could be
that's everything.
That's like, I want more wishes.
Yeah, I know.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so number 99, the smell of freshly baked cookies.
Oh, I love that, actually. Mm. I really do love that.
Doesn't that take you someplace?
It takes me everywhere.
And you're all happy now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it starts you off with, like, the, well, people are driving right now, so they're on they're going to the...
They're
heading to some cookies. They're going to smell cookies. If they're at the truck stop, they probably smell cookies at the truck stop.
Or maybe at 96, homemade pasta.
Homemade pasta?
Who makes homemade pasta? Well, but today would be the day.
Yeah, well, I really like... Actually, when I go to certain restaurants, I ask them what pasta they make at the restaurant, and then I get that particular pasta with the sauce that I like. It's really good.
You know,
good.
I see all different kinds of pastas. Not to go crazy with the pasta thing, but I didn't realize that there's so many different kinds of pasta, and like some pot, is it some are thicker or like lasagna? Like, what's with all the different pastas?
It's they're the different probably oils. For different things. You know, you got linguine maybe a little wider, so the sauce stays on a little better.
Oh, okay.
You know, you got like rigatoni, which the sauce kind of goes in the middle.
Ah.
So then there's always penne pasta, which is like a tube, so you can get all the way through. So there's all kinds of different pastas. There's all kinds of different ways to eat them. And my God, I think I've just discussed everything I know about pasta.
And why do kids love mac and cheese? I mean, that's like the pasta.
Well, because it's easy to eat.
Is that what it is?
It's sticky.
All right. Moving right along. A good glass of wine at 94.
Yeah. Well, that is always a good thing to be grateful for.
I am very grateful. 93, also on this day, we might enjoy a movie marathon. Movie marathons are fun. Great weekend time.
Yeah, if it's rainy. But, you know, I never really can get, you know, the weather's always so good here. You never get like 2 or 3 hours where it really stinks to be inside. Really, you know, on a day when it's cold, you actually want to be outside experiencing the difference.
Exactly.
But I'm kind of grateful and thankful for cold days.
Where I live, sometimes people are outside watching TV.
I'll bet they are.
It's kind of cool.
Does somebody hold like onto the TV and stand like an antenna?
No, we just kind of, they sit around and there's a big screen TV outside somewhere.
Do they have a generator?
No, someone's got it plugged in somewhere. We've got cords.
Really cool.
It's fun, though.
I'll bet it's very
nice. You know, it's nice.
Movie night every night.
And then, of course, number 91, it is pizza.
Well, pizza should be number one. What are you kidding me?
Ooh, I skipped 92. A rainy day drinking hot tea.
A little bit beyond my capabilities there. If it's a rainy day, I'm usually working.
Hot tea.
I do like hot tea.
89. Now, I'm just curious. Animal sanctuaries.
Huh?
Animal sanctuaries. Is that like going to Monkey Jungle or something?
No, that's not an animal sanctuary. That's like in today's world, it's
a
like
zoo?
A prison.
Oh, yeah.
No, these are all animal prisons now. I don't think today's world that you can call any place a zoo anymore. I think it's going to be an animal prison.
So animal sanctuary.
Well,
we should be grateful that it's a sanctuary.
Well, there's animal sanctuaries like the bird sanctuary or the Everglades, something like that. So I would be thankful for that.
Okay, I'm kind of... Now, I knew I could
be
grateful somewhere in there.
In fact, it's great. You go see all the fishies and everything. It's really cool to see nature. Commune with nature.
Oh, I got excited at number 86. Wrap around house porches.
I actually love a wraparound
house
porch. I've got one in my house.
Yes, you do.
See that?
It's not a porch, though.
It's a balcony.
It is a balcony.
Porches
you can walk off.
Yeah, well, this one you can't walk
off.
You have a pretty big step, but it is
a
wraparound.
It'd be your last step.
But it's beautiful, and I love getting the multiple perspectives.
I do, too. I love, like, good old homes in the South with a big old wraparound house porch with a swing.
I was going to say you're also going to have, like, a metal roof, probably.
Why?
Well, they usually have like a nice tin roof or a metal roof on those big Southern Belle homes. I love those homes.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Number 84, we appreciate noise-canceling headphones.
Oh, my gosh. They're my favorite.
Those are awesome.
I got them on now.
What?
Sorry. Shh, quiet.
All right. Number 83,
it is. Great for a plane.
GPS in number 83.
83 GPS. How do you live without GPS?
I know.
I mean, for crying out loud, I don't even go across the street anymore without GPS. This morning, I got on the I-95 and I said, oh my gosh, I should have gone the other way. I didn't look at my GPS.
What happens when your GPS stops working? Do you freak out?
There's actually, the military have a backup plan so GPS doesn't stop working. Because if GPS stops working at this point, I think we're all kind of defenseless.
We're all kind of, because my GPS
we're
is
in
like,
deep doo-doo.
It's like, I can't read it or can't read it. I'm like, I can't move. I have no idea where it's kind of sad.
And I make it always northern pointing.
It's very
sad. Some of them don't have the northern orientation. That throws me off a little.
Okay. At number 82, napping in a hammock.
I'm not sure about that. I don't like a hammock. It hurts my back.
It's just weird. You do kind of have to work to get comfortable.
And you get cut by those ropes and stuff.
All right.
And then, you know, there's this theory that you can do all kinds of things in a hammock. You can do all kinds of things in a hammock.
No.
Let me tell you, you can't.
No.
I know for a fact I tried.
I don't know what you're talking about, but you can't do that.
You can't do anything in a hammock other than live there.
All right. 81, drinking straight from a coconut. Have you done that?
I have. I just did that recently, actually. Yeah. It was tremendous.
Tremendous.
I like the word tremendous.
It does. That's a good
love tremendous.
It gets the point across.
So I was at this event, and there were people, and they were serving coconut water. Mm. What they do is they have this special thing, then you knock it into the coconut. It makes a hole, then they stick a straw, and obviously it's got to be a paper straw.
Yes.
Or one that's made by plastic that is able to be decompressed, decomposed.
Yeah, decomposed.
Decomposed.
Yeah.
I got my decons there.
The recycling.
Yeah, they have to be able to recycle. But it was delicious and very refreshing. So I, of course, said, can I have another? And they said, sure.
That's at number 81.
It was good.
Number 80 is sweet surprises.
In general?
Just in general.
Like food sweet surprise?
I think it could be any. I'm so... That kind of surprise.
Yeah, that's a little bit too much.
Maybe, is that too much sweet?
Well, no, not really. I think that was a good one.
Didn't know you
were an actress like that.
Well, it's a voice thing.
Oh, okay.
I'm a voice actress.
Well, you were very good voice acting.
I look great on radio. Okay. Number 79. Okay, 24-hour restaurants. Here in Miami, that's just...
No, I love 24-hour restaurants. 24-hour, this is going back to
when
I was
young. Is that
where
you can get breakfast at 1 a.m.?
That's what we're talking about. Waffle House, Denny's. I mean, that's a staple of America, man.
If you're drunk.
Well,
sometimes.
Well, you don't have to be drunk. There are other things.
Sometimes you just go in for the company.
Well, sometimes people are up at 2 in the morning after they went out dancing or they
working.
Worked.
Yeah.
You know, so,
all right.
So.
Okay, that's a good time. My favorite, tree houses at number 76.
There's a guy that builds tree houses on TV.
I love him.
I love watching that show.
The treehouse architect. Yeah.
The treehouse guy.
The treehouse guy.
Where he does like the zip lines between the treehouses.
And he's so excited about it.
And he gets really excited about this. Wow, look at that one big tree.
He reminds me of you making treehouses.
Well, I probably would be like that if I was making treehouses.
He's very good.
Treehouses, it would be great.
Those are awesome. Got to find
great.
The name of that show. Maybe it's
the Treehouse Guy.
I'll binge watch that through the holiday.
Well, that's what you should do.
At number 75, food trucks.
Yes.
Not bad.
No.
These days, food trucks are pretty darn fancy.
They're fancy food trucks.
Yes.
You can go to the food truck place over at Wynwood Yard.
It's not your grandma's food truck.
No, it's not. Wynwood Yard, the food trucks there are good.
Yeah. I wonder where there's a Thanksgiving food trucking.
Well, probably just a food truck that serves turkey. I'll bet you could Google food truck for Thanksgiving, and I'll bet there's a place.
I bet. A place where people are just hanging outside eating food. Number 73.
And trucking. Truck that.
Number 73, new experiences.
That's what is it? New experience?
That's just a new experience.
New experience?
Yeah.
Something
try this.
For the first time?
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that is very good and something to be thankful for.
I like new people. That's a new experience.
Well, new people is a whole new universe each time you meet
kind
a new person.
I love meeting new people.
I think it's great.
72 is wanderlust. Help me with that one.
Walking around a lot, needing to go places, being a real vacation traveler.
All those who wander are not lust.
Well, somebody who really wants to go wander around.
I'd like to wander. It kind of goes with my name. When I was in third grade, my teacher used to call me Wandering Wanda.
Well, why? You didn't pay attention?
Well, partially, but I would just wander around. I'd like to walk. I don't know. It's probably hyperactive mostly, but...
Okay, yeah. Well, they have tests for that now. You'd be somewhere on some kind of spectrum, probably.
I miss that test because...
We don't talk about that. Even though we talk about spectrum, we don't talk about that.
Let's revisit on another day. A funny joke.
Mom, we just made one.
At number 71.
I just read a whole big book of jokes. I forgot them all, though.
All right. Here we go. Good conversations. That is my favorite thing in the whole. Well,
very
one of
difficult
my favorite.
To find.
It is.
Very
I was just thinking that.
To find.
I was just thinking that last night. It's like, yeah, it's been a while since I've had a good conversation where I learned something a little bit, and I felt like I gave something a little, like
give and get
a really good exchange of ideas. Not like these days, everyone seems to want to just argue.
You know, but arguing really isn't that productive on a day like today. I really got to hope that people would want to get together more and maybe not talk about something that's argumentative. Or maybe if somebody's getting a little angry, you think about something that you like about the person. Maybe you used to play tag football with them, or they said a funny joke earlier, or they've got a big mole on their face that makes them look funny. Something so you don't argue. Anything
good.
To not argue.
Anything would
it's
be
It's about
better.
Love. Today is about love and thankfulness and, yeah. You should be able to be thankful that you didn't rip the person's face off. Well, maybe not that thankful, but still, be nice. Make it nice for the host and everybody else. Don't mess it up.
That would make it a great conversation. And speaking of things you love, number 66, your significant other.
Oh, my significant other. Miss Vivian Fried. I obviously give thanks for Vivian, for her strength, for her love, for her kindness, for the way that she takes care of me. I can honestly say that I'm a healthier person today because I have Vivian taking care of me. How many hours is this show to talk about this particular topic?
Oh, well, we don't have that. We just have an hour.
Well, we'll talk more about directly Vivian and Nikki Fried and my mom and all the really big, heavy things that I give thanks for. We'll do that a little bit later in the show. What's next?
Okay, that's number 66. We're going to take a break, come back, and we will get into the 50s of the 100 things to be thankful for today on Thanksgiving.
I'm thankful for you, Wanda.
Me too.
All right.
Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome. Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know by now they've got that great Audi store in Gainesville. And in Key West, well, gosh, their store has just about every car you can imagine down there. What do they all have in common? Well, they are all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I know my mom drives that person crazy. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Cannot be contained because I'm the container.
Jim Fried.
You can't contain the container, man.
And Wanda Miles.
You can't contain the container.
On 880, The Biz.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. Connect to capital investments, service, and opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnex, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking. Hey, everybody, I'm Jim Fried, and I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. What do we do at Sandstone? We help you execute your real estate business plan. If you need capital, we've got access to capital. You can give us a call. One person will make the decision. We can commit that day. We'll close in a week. Hey, maybe you need some complex real estate transactional help. We can help you with that, too. Recently helped somebody close their loan in just a couple of days. So give us a call at 305-773-6300. You from overseas, your clients from overseas can help that too. Bad credit can help you get a loan there too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. Hey, Wanda. You know, we've been rolling through all of these things that are really cool reasons to be thankful for. Mm-hmm. You know, one of them was your significant other, which we'll talk more about that later on today. I know you're real thankful for Polo.
I am definitely thankful for all dogs, really, but especially my little Polo.
There you go.
He's right there. Yeah, nice and fluffy.
We left off at like, what, 65, 66?
We're in the 60s, but we're going to jump into the 50s because we, of course, don't have all Thanksgiving Day to do this. Burnt orange sunsets.
Oh, how is that in the 50s? That's just tremendous.
Number 59.
I love that.
Burnt. Can you just... I love it.
I see it.
orange sunset. That's
and it's
awesome.
Thanksgiving, and if you got a little high cloud action going there, ooh, and a full moon on Thanksgiving. I think we got one coming up.
You can take and walk around, walk off that Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, yeah. Well, I need more than a walk. Sunset. I need like a jog.
Home-cooked meals is right at 58 as well.
Thank you, Mom, for all that home cooking.
And moving right along, picturesque waterfalls.
We live in Florida. There's not much waterfalls.
There's not a lot of waterfalls in Florida.
No.
But there's some springs.
Yeah, okay. We'll give a high five to the springs. Ginny Springs and stuff like that.
I like Ginny Springs.
I love Ginny Springs.
All right. Netflix, number 49.
Okay.
What are you thinking about that?
What's 48?
Okay. Not having
How about Netflix pulling down? Thank you, Netflix, for pulling down the S&P 500. What's
Excellent.
Next?
48 is not having to set an alarm, something we're all grateful for. Maybe today. Maybe.
Let me put it to you this way, is that I had to go unprogram my Fitbit so it wouldn't wake me up on Thursday and Friday. So whenever there's a holiday, I go to my computer, I turn off my Fitbit, or I just throw it against the wall.
Oh, jeez. All right. Farmers markets.
Oh, yes. There's
number 45.
All kinds of good stuff at farmers markets. You can find fresh.
Nice gifts.
Fresh bees honey at farmers market.
Fresh bees honey?
Yeah. You know, they put the bees wax.
Are the bees there?
Yeah, well, not anymore, I don't think.
Okay.
Farmers market is a great place to get. I always thought it was like tomatoes.
How do you honey a bee?
Huh? Well, yeah, you can't really. You're trying
can
to.
Can you grab it?
And you're like, not. You're doing the udder thing. That's like a cow. No, you got to like stick your hand in there with a bunch of smoke.
How would you do it?
I wouldn't do it. I'd hire somebody to do it.
Okay. Ooh, number 42, the convenience of online shopping, something to be grateful for.
Oh, my God. What, are you kidding me?
Is last this Black Friday?
Yes, Black Friday's tomorrow, but everybody's probably shopping right now online. And we just discovered online shopping in my house a few months ago. Now there's a box a day.
A few months ago.
Yeah, well, we didn't. We focused on finding a kidney, not online shopping. But now we've discovered
found that online.
Well, we did find that online. I guess I did not. Well, it wasn't shopping. I was searching online.
Okay.
But so I guess I have to give thanks for online searching.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks to, what's his name, Al Gore for inventing the internet.
Yeah. You know what else I found out was great about online shopping is you can do price comparisons. Got to find the real good
They
spot
do that
to
for
do
you.
That. Yeah, I know. You stand
That's so
where,
nice.
Yeah, but you got to make sure there's checking the right stores. That's the other part of it.
Mm.
That's the secret.
All right. Into the 40s we go. Number 40, having exact.
You skipped all the 40s. Those were the 40s.
No, that was not having. Yeah, those.
So we're 40. Now we're on 40.
We're in the 40s.
We're going to approach the 30s.
Okay, we're approaching, but we're at 40.
I give thanks for your patience with me, Wanda.
Hey, no problem.
Get going, would you?
It takes up space. Number 40, having exact change.
You don't even need change today.
When you're online shopping, cha-ching.
Boom.
I had exact change the other day. It was pretty cool. It was the same place where they ID'd me for my beer. I had exact change.
You need pennies.
I felt like a child.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, I don't even have change any. I think I turned my pants over the other day. Change fell out. I couldn't believe it. I can't remember the last time change fell out of my pants. That said, I think I have change right now.
Oh,
what's next?
All right.
Oh, hold it.
Random acts of kindness, like leaving change.
How can that be number? That should be number one.
At the grocery store. It should be.
That should
Maybe
be number
it is.
One.
39, though.
Okay.
That's where it is.
39.
38. We're coming up on the smell of Christmas trees. Ugh. You know, they have that bottled. I bought it. It's so awesome.
What's it called?
It's nice to have that smell in the middle
Cut
of summer.
Fur?
It's, I don't know what fur. Now I don't even know what tree it is because it's such a
It's a
specific
fir tree. They're fir trees.
They're white firs.
I don't know.
There are other, I think there are different kinds of fir trees as well.
Well, I don't think there's like
But it's really cool that you can
trees.
Bottle that up.
You know,
I think it's Glade.
I think they can bottle
anything. Or renews it.
I think they can bottle anything.
You just put it in the center. It's a center. Oh, it's just so awesome.
That like heater up thing.
But I guess I just didn't realize it was such a great smell until I bought it.
Oh, come on. It's a fabulous smell.
All right,
smell.
So there you go.
Fabulous smell. Cut grass is good, too.
Number 36, bear hugs.
As long as you don't grab me around the neck, we're okay with
it. One of my great friends came in last week, and I've forgotten how great she is at hugging. She doesn't let go.
That's nice.
She's always the last one to let go.
That's nice.
Really nice. That's a bear hug and a long-lasting bear hug.
It's really beautiful.
Number 35, access to the internet. Is that the online shopper?
Yeah, the online shopper. Yeah, well, access to the internet. You don't think that's important until you don't have it anymore.
It's
run
true.
Around with your phone.
You know, I always like hurricane season until we lose the internet.
Yeah, I know.
It's nice and quiet until there's no internet.
Well, then it's really quiet.
Yep. number 34, music that brings back wonderful memories. We like those songs.
Oh, I talked about that beforehand. Yes, I told you all those songs I wanted to hear today.
That makes me feel really old.
I want to have all the songs that make me feel happy today.
Okay, you got it.
All right.
Waves crashing on the beach. Come on. Come on. And then it was gone.
What's next? What's next?
Number 31, being loved.
Well, that's...
That's just...
How are these not in the top five?
Well, I can't wait till we get there.
I can't believe it. I can't really.
We get there.
We're on the way.
We might just lose control.
Well, I'm losing control now.
I love being loved.
Well, it's important.
You don't think about it. I think about it particularly on the holidays because I don't get to go home to see my mom for the holidays.
Baltimore.
So then I always think particularly about being loved on the holidays. So that's a good thing.
You're very loved. That's what Polo's for.
Things we take for granted, a good night's sleep.
Oh, what are you kidding me? I've been talking about that all morning.
That's great.
They have a term for that now called sleep hygiene.
It's called give me something to... Okay.
No. Then that messes up your sleep hygiene. What you got to do is you just got to go to sleep at the same time every day. Well, a little something to close the door. That's not so bad.
All right. I need time. Smell of barbecue. I love these smelly ones. I love the...
Those smells bring you back. That's why.
They do. They take you places.
So the smell of barbecue.
Can
I'm
you
thinking
smell
about that?
That.
I'm thinking about it. I'm not smelling it yet, but I'm thinking about smelling
I'm not
it.
Talking to you. I'm talking to them. I'm talking to you. Can you smell? You smell that? Oh, awesome.
Yeah, there you go. Well, actually, that's the turkey, not the barbecue.
Oh, is that what that was?
It was.
The perfect pair of jeans. The very perfect pair
it's
of jeans.
It's impossible.
Not too tight, not too...
It's really tough to find those. You know,
it really
is. The style
anymore.
Changes. The materials change. I have this great pair that has holes in the knees. Vivian doesn't like the fact that it has holes in the knees.
Sounds like my mother.
Yeah, well...
Yeah. My mother would throw my jeans out. I would create great, great rifts in the household. The perfect pair of jeans...
I thought you couldn't wait to
used
see
to be... No, this was back in, you know, my teenage years. But... It was Levi's, but they don't make Levi's like they used to.
No, they don't.
It's because they don't make them in this country. Well, I'm just saying.
They raced it to the bottom on the Levi's. They're just cheap and nasty now.
I know. They used to last forever. They just don't
cheap
anymore.
Cheap and nasty.
All right. The perfect pair of jeans, definitely
takes a long
something
time
to be grateful
to break
for.
In the perfect pair of jeans, too.
Sincere apologies.
Those happen often?
Not to me. I'm waiting for one right now, I think.
No, I'm not going to give you one because I don't owe you one.
No, you don't owe me any apologies.
No, but it's very difficult to give a sincere apology because most people don't ever want to change their minds, which takes us back to that political thing which we're avoiding.
I've received sincere apologies, and that's really all I ever need.
Well, a sincere apology is the real kind, but, you know, most people just, you know, are perfunctory.
Mm-hmm. Warm rain at number 26.
Warm rain.
What?
We're from Miami. It's always warm.
It's always warm. It's like I thought maybe you could shed some light on that one. At number 24, your health.
Oh, that should be number one. None of the rest matters if you don't have your health.
You take it for granted.
Not me.
Can't enjoy it if you don't have it.
Not me. I love my doctors, and thank goodness they love me.
All right. Fresh fruit smoothies. I did not discover these until a year ago.
Oh, I'm the king of fresh fruit smoothies.
Oh, my gosh. They are so good.
Oh, I make
Who
them
knew?
At home. Oh, I did. My wife, I've been making fresh fruit smoothies for a long time.
They're so yummy.
Well, let me tell you what I put in. I'm going to start at the bottom. I put in a little ice. Then I put in some frozen strawberries.
Slow down.
Ice, frozen strawberries, frozen raspberries, frozen blueberries. Well, we have one of those Vitamixes. Then I put in watermelon.
Do you mix it as you go?
No, I put it all in and then I mix it. I put in watermelon, honeydew, cantaloupe, papaya.
Kale. About kale?
No, I don't do kale. I don't do the green stuff. Right. I have a separate drink that I do green drink with.
Okay, I thought you could mix them up.
You can, but I do keep it separate. And then a little honey. Throw the switch.
That's good to sweeten
go
it up.
Go straight to heaven.
Nice.
It's delish.
Do you gulp it down in one, like...
Yeah. I have, like, these cups, like this one right here, where they're like the thermal cups. No, the microphone's all messed up, but I'll hold it.
Okay.
The, like, this metal cup here that I have, and I put the smoothie in there, and then it stays unmelted.
Okay.
Unmelted. It's really good. And then the last part, I put in a little... Oh, I put in some apple juice and some grape juice, too.
Apple juice and grape juice.
Apple juice and grape juice. Well, you add a little juice in there to make it slush around.
Gotcha.
It's really delicious.
Not the milk.
I don't use milk.
Like sometimes you, I've heard.
No, some people put in like
some soy milk or
soy milk or whatever. Mm, that's okay. A different direction. I would make a milkshake. I would do it with like, I like macadamia nut milk. Mm. It's really good. That's what I put in my coffee.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I'm the
talking
man.
About the 100 things to be grateful for on this Thanksgiving Day. That's number 22, fresh fruit smoothies.
Should we come back and give them the top 20 on the way on the other side?
Why not?
All right, everybody hang in there.
Would you like some music?
Don't let go. We'll be right back. We're going to have some great conversation about some great stuff. And hopefully it's setting off your memory banks when you're on your way to or on your way from your family Thanksgiving.
Thank you for listening today.
You're welcome. We're grateful for that. Back after this. Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know by now they've got that great Audi store in Gainesville. And in Key West, well, gosh, their store has just about every car you can imagine down there. What do they all have in common? Well, they are all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I know my mom drives that person crazy. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
I love open markets. I love what I'm doing.
Jim Free.
I love banks. I love sports.
I love renovating.
I love women.
Big, strong guy. I love you.
I love buying a building.
And Wanda Miles.
Just shut up and step up.
On 880, The Biz.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful. You're smart. You are awesome. And you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting. Be strong. Be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
Hi, this is Jim Freed with Sandstone Realty Advisors. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you think I can help you resolve a real estate transaction issue. I help families every day. If it's lowering their liability exposure or increasing their loan amount or giving them a business plan to work out their property's issues, I can help. I've seen it all. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need debt? Need equity? Need an investment sale? I can help with all that. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda, this has been terrific. You got that great list of reasons that we're thankful for, and obviously they've given us some good ones. The beautiful sunsets, your significant other, good conversation. All good stuff. Warm rain, which was kind of confounding, but I guess if you're from up north, warm rain is a good thing.
Yes, but
we had to kind of like feel like somebody from out of town on that one.
Cold rain just I don't.
Cold rain's like a slap in the face.
Exactly. It's
oxymoronic. So what else we got?
So
here?
Things we've never even thought of. Okay, so 22 fruit smoothie is where we left off. We are now at digital cameras at 21.
Do they even make digital cameras anymore? I guess they do, right?
I think it's just your smartphone.
No, I think it's like a SLR, you know, the big fancy cameras that are digital.
I don't know.
I think they're good.
That'd
I like
be nice. I think the whole digital camera thing is great because we don't have to go to get our film
developed. Oh, it ruined a whole industry.
How long that
Kodak
that take?
Kodak died. You had to wait forever for your thing back. Now that stuff is instantaneous.
And
you don't even have to do a journal anymore. You
exactly.
Just do your whole life by photos.
And then you could just take as many pictures as you want. I don't like this one. I don't like this. I don't like this. And you don't waste Remember when you used to waste film?
Yeah, I actually have. I found in my hurricane preparedness kit a camera. One of those temporary cameras.
A throwaway kind of camera?
Throwaway camera. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But now they have now there's big displays of Polaroid. Polaroids back. They do them at the bars and stuff and take Polaroids while it's crazy.
I miss the ones where sometimes they come back where you can shake them.
That's the Polaroids.
Is that the Polaroids?
Yeah, those are back. You can get those.
Like
you can get
picture.
I went to somebody's garage sale and they were selling their Polaroid camera, and it had a pack of film, and everybody there acted like they had just found a dinosaur.
Okay.
A couple days later, I go shopping on Lincoln Road to, I think it might have been Urban Outfitters. There was an entire display of the Polaroid cameras with all different little tchotchke things, all different little ways to do it. And I asked them, they go, yeah, the kids take them out to the bars and they do the pictures. It's better than a selfie, better than a... I said, okay, fine, great.
Kind of, sort of.
I guess it's a way, hey, look, I just took your picture. Here it is.
I was thinking about those old... Never mind.
It is. It's one of those old things.
Okay. Number 20, happy hour.
They still have happy hour?
I don't understand why just 1 hour has to be happy.
It's not. It's the entire time, usually.
Okay.
I think happy hour is great as long as you come with a Uber.
Why waste just one?
You've got to use an Uber, though.
Oh, yeah. A very extremely happy few hours.
Exactly. Well, the longer it is, the more Uber you need.
Things we don't experience too much down here. Number 19, fall leaves changing colors. I do enjoy it.
Doesn't happen
here. Don't see it very often. But when I do see it, I'm like, oh.
I see it on TV.
I miss that.
I see it on TV. Down here, they just fall off the tree.
Some places, though, you do see trees, leaves, and colors.
Yeah,
and
that's down here. Yeah, well, some of them are like that. They do, I guess it's like a molting thing, but it's not like a fall thing.
And then there's a mango thing when they fall.
Well, they just splat.
That's kind of like sort of things.
You don't
falling.
Want to be under that. You don't want your car under that.
No. Okay, 18, fuzzy socks. Ugh.
Fuzzy socks.
I discovered the best socks about a month or
fuzzy
so ago.
Fuzzy socks is better than your significant other?
Well, I don't have a significant
better than
other.
Good health?
Fuzzy
I'm
socks.
Questioning. I'm questioning this.
Maybe I'm doing it
funny
backwards.
Or fuzzy?
It's a number 20. I mean, 18 fuzzy.
Fuzzy?
Fuzzy socks.
Okay, fair enough.
Fuzzy.
Fair
comfortable.
Enough. They make
feel
a
nice.
Statement.
They feel nice. Oh, I can feel them on my toes already.
Oh,
okay.
My God. They're okay. Individual toes? Does it have to be individual toes?
My little toe likes it a lot.
All right.
Number 17, free samples.
Oh, no, that's
everybody loves free
samples. I mean, the place that I buy stuff online, they try to tempt me all the time with free.
Yeah.
Vivian, every time Vivian goes out shopping,
well,
Vivian goes to the Saks and brings me back stuff that makes me smell good. She's the best. I love her.
The
significant other should be way higher than whatever
fragrance.
That number was.
I like free food. I like the free wine tastes.
There you go. So that was one of the other numbers, too.
When I'm in the
glass
grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Keyboard shortcuts. How do you feel about that?
Don't use them.
I don't even understand why that's... Okay.
Take a look at your keyboard.
Yeah.
Look at the thing on top of the keyboard that's the
control
overlay.
X and control
that's
C.
I don't
control
use them.
V are my favorites. That's it.
Well, I don't do that. I like F2. I use that one. The only one I use.
And since I use Adobe for editing things, I like the F11 and F12 shorts. Cuts.
Okay, fair enough.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm talking to my peeps right now.
You are.
All right. At number 15, spooning in bed. I miss that.
Okay.
Spooning is nice, though.
I like that. It's
nice,
a very
rainy.
Good thing. It's
mm-hmm.
That's what you do on the rainy day.
Mm-hmm. Nice spooning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. A real important thing is to have the right mattress so that your arms and such don't fall asleep. It's really, getting the arm underneath. Sometimes mm-hmm. I get my arm pinned. But we got this new bed, and it's, like, really easy. It's beautiful.
All righty.
I love that girl.
Number 15, spooning in bed. One of the very fine things to do on this Thanksgiving day.
Oh, yeah.
We are going through the 100 things to be grateful for on your Thanksgiving. And at number 14, handwritten letters.
I actually got one of those a while back. I carry it with me in my backpack because it's so unusual. Here it is. Huh. I'd even read it to you.
Who wrote it?
A young person that I helped get a career. And it was a full 8.5 by 11, no scratch outs.
Wow.
And the person said that they thanked me for helping them meet who they were with, and that they were never going to have financial pressure again because of what I did for them, and they were forever grateful.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I might like to hear that letter. Now, another thing.
I got it right here. You can
Here's
see
a thing with writing. Does your writing stay the same the whole way through?
Probably get tired. I really haven't written a handwritten
exactly.
letter in a long time.
It's been a while since I've written.
Well,
things.
I got that. I got my Surface Pro, and I just bought I lost the pen, so I had to buy a new pen. I'm getting a new pen, and then I'm going to start writing with my Surface Pro and you know, taking notes the way Bruce takes it on the iPad.
Okay.
And so it'll be interesting to see how that works out. Because I kind of like writing, but then you realize that you don't write anymore.
I think there's a flow from, I think it's the physicality of writing.
The connection.
And the brain
the
and the hand connection and the flow of.
It's an artsy kind of a thing, a creative kind of a thing.
I think you lose I'm sure people can do well with typing and stuff like that.
Typing loses something in the translation.
I think you do, unless you're a super fast typer.
That's not even that. It's the stylistic expression that the handwriting has, given the emotion that's in the person's mind and hand.
Okay.
How about that for heavy?
That was
heavy,
pretty
for Thanksgiving.
That was pretty cool,
I'm not
Jim.
I'm not screaming on this show.
I know.
You liking that?
It's an adjustment, but I think I like it.
All right, cool. Let's
All right, moving right
one.
Along.
I can have coffee and Gatorade at the break.
That could be dangerous, folks. Stick around.
Well, it's the Thanksgiving tryptophan
All
taking
right.
effect.
It's a
Thanksgiving.
A Thanksgiving day.
That's right.
Number 13.
Sylvester
Puttycat. Something like that. 13, finding unexpected money in your pocket.
I just did that. I just dropped it on the table.
I know.
It was only 75 cents.
And you tied it all in with a spare change. Was that exact change?
I was pretty good.
I know.
I'm pretty good off the cuff.
You are a walking gratitude. You're a walking gratitude right there.
That I am.
That is nice.
I'm grateful for
hot
that.
Hot showers at number 12.
Oh, I love my hot shower.
You know, hot showers are not supposed to be so hot, and they're not so good for you. I'm just saying.
Really?
Well, it dries your skin out, particularly being down here.
That I know, and I use...
hot shower followed by cool.
Yeah, I do that, actually. That's exactly what I do.
Okay.
I love the hot shower. My shower is just... I don't even want to tell people about my shower.
How hot?
No, how good it is.
Okay.
Probably violates every water regulation in the universe. It's got it blows so much water.
Right.
I love it.
Number
it's like
12
a massage.
For you. Should it be a number, a higher number for you?
It's number 2.
All right, then.
I love the hot shower.
Hot chocolate with baby marshmallows. Not my kind of thing, but how are you feeling about that?
Well, it's like kind of another up north thing. I really don't. That's not really my thing.
Chocolate.
Hot chocolate is good when it's ice cold, though. I've been to the like Dolphin games when it's cold.
Ice chocolate?
No, hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate ice cold.
No, hot chocolate when it's ice cold out. Although
the temperature is ice cold.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and this kind of warms you up from the inside.
Oof, I was confused.
Well, you know, you would like the hot tea. I like the hot chocolate.
Chocolate iced.
No.
It's like iced coffee, so I was confused.
Yeah, it's all right.
It doesn't make sense to
That's
me.
What ice cubes are for.
Number 10, flushing toilets. Is the fact that it flushes what we're grateful for?
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you why. Because after the hurricane, our toilets broke at our house.
Oh.
Believe me, when the toilet doesn't flush, you ain't happy. So when that toilet flushes, give thanks.
All right.
You don't want that crap in your house.
No, boy. All right, that's a number 10. Moving right along. It's the top
Who
100
came
things.
Came up with this?
It's a website, you know, I just Googled things to be grateful for.
Yeah.
And this is what we got.
Oh, this is pretty cool.
Well, there's a few, but this is a good site.
All right.
Number 9.
Yes.
Puffy clouds. Not to be confused with puffy eyes, but puffy clouds.
We specialize in puffy clouds in Miami.
I love puffy clouds.
I watch them.
All day long.
I love watching them.
From your lofty loft.
My apartment porch, my wraparound porch.
Yes. You've got it all, Jim. See, are you finding new things to be grateful for?
I'm grateful every single minute.
All right.
I've got the most beautiful life. I am blessed. There's no doubt about that.
And at number 8, cuddling with a warm pile of laundry.
Let's go to the next one.
Hey, you find it where you can.
I guess, that's like when it's clean out of the dryer.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe
definitely.
On a really ice cold day up
yes,
north.
Yes, when it's really cold.
You know.
Starry nights.
Starry.
Do you see starry nights out here anymore?
No, there's too much light pollution.
You
can't see anything.
Not down where I am.
Yeah, up here you can't see anything.
Down in the Redlands, it's nice and starry.
Yeah, well, not up here.
All right. The smell of coffee brewing at number 6. Things to be grateful
for.
You
know, I love that smell like 6 times a day.
This is another smell I like. Thinking of something else. Anyway, number 5. It just made me go there. I don't know why.
Well, we'll stop right there.
Okay. Number 5. Foot massages. If I got one, I might know, but otherwise...
No, I've had reflexology as part of an overall massage. It is terrific.
What was that again? Reflex?
Reflexology is what they refer to it as.
That's the foot. That's the foot part.
Yeah, when you go in there and they got the big chart with all the numbers on the foot, that kind of stuff. You ever seen that?
How many numbers?
A whole bunch of numbers. You know, I get acupuncture.
That's true. There are lots of points on the foot.
I get acupuncture. It's just, it's wild. It really, this stuff really works. We're all interconnected inside and out.
The nerves. Well, it's... Like you'll touch one part of your body and you can actually feel it on other parts of your body.
That
like
is correct.
The nerve is.
That is correct. It's like a reflex.
It's all related.
All related. Interconnected.
Okay, here we go. Number 4.
Wait, what was 5? That was 5?
5 was foot massages.
Okay. Top five.
I maybe we're going down this backwards, but this is a number.
Okay.
At number four, puppies, especially puppy breath.
Okay, you can comment on that.
That's for sure. I love puppies. Puppy breath. Now, I wonder when their breath starts to get kind of bad.
Probably after they, well, we're not going to talk about that.
Like around age three. I don't know. But puppy breath. I don't think about it too much, but I do love puppy kisses.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. And number three, this is really weird. Baby's tiny fingernails.
I have no response.
What are you doing with these fingernails, folks?
I think they're just, I think what
I
they're doing, I think they're cuddling them. I think they're cuting them.
They're so cute and tiny.
I don't know. What's next?
They are kind of cute and tiny.
I don't know.
All right.
That's a little bit off.
Number two, raw cookie dough in ice cream.
Okay.
Okay, I added the ice cream.
Okay,
part.
It's really, I'm not really a raw cookie dough kind of guy.
Me neither.
There's still the significant other is really worrying on me here. I don't know.
And at number one.
This is the top thing to be thankful for. You're making a face. Is it goofy?
It's kind of
off the wall.
It's certainly not ours,
but let's see what this person thinks.
Aromatherapy candles. And there it is, folks. I think we should have gone backwards.
I think we should select
Maybe
our
we
own.
Maybe we went backwards.
I think we should select our own.
From 100 to 1,
you know,
one being the least.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break? Then we're going to come back and we'll talk about what you and I are really thankful for. I mean,
sure.
That was great to talk about. But let's talk about what's really important here in life. And I hope everybody that's listening is having a safe holiday, that you're either passing out on the couch from tryptophan or you're driving slow and careful because the person that just pass you out of their mind.
Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know by now they've got that great Audi store in Gainesville. And in Key West, well, gosh, their store has just about every car you can imagine down there. What do they all have in common? Well, they are all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I know my mom drives that person crazy. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always, Warren Henry.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. Connect to capital investment, service, and opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jim Fried, and I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. What do we do at Sandstone? We help you execute your real estate business plan. If you need capital, we've got access to capital. You can give us a call. One person will make the decision. We can commit that day. We'll close in a week. Hey, maybe you need some complex real estate transactional help. We can help you with that, too. Recently helped somebody close their loan in just a couple of days. So give us a call at 305-773-6300. You from overseas, your clients from overseas can help that too. Bad credit can help you get a loan there too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, so Wanda, we're having a great day. We're going to talk in this final segment about what we're individually thankful for. Before we get started, and before I forget, I want to say I'm thankful for you and all the help that you give me in making my show sound good and me look better on the radio than I actually look in
you
person.
You look marvelous.
Thank you so much. I want to thank the number one person that I have to that I will always give thanks for from now on is Betty DeMartini. That's the lady we found using Facebook and Twitter that donated her kidney to my wife. Betty DeMartini is the singularly most brave person and most giving person I know. And I want to thank you, Betty. And I want to thank Chaya Lipschitz, who was the lady that helped us meet Betty DeMartini. I want to thank...
Wait, what did we call Heil?
Chaya is the kidney mitzvah lady.
That's
KidneyMitzvah.com. I want to thank Nikki Freed, and I certainly want to make sure that I thank Jenny Freed, her sister, because without Jenny Freed behind her, I'm not so sure how good Nikki Freed could have done, but together, the two of them are an unbeatable combination. I won't be able to mention each one individually, but I want to thank all of my friends. They keep me strong. The way I was able to make it through the year was to stay resilient. And the way I stayed resilient was because my friends would pick me up when I was down. I have some of the most beautiful friends. I obviously want to thank, I already said thank you to Wanda and Fluffy and the 880 family. I want to give thanks for my good health. I want to give thanks for the beautiful sunrises and sunsets I see. I want to give thanks for all the wonderful work that I've been blessed to be able to have, because work in my business is a gift that people give you.
And you love your work.
I love my work, and I love the people I work with. They're just amazing people. All my clients are just, I'll use my word, tremendous. I want to thank my family. Oh, the gift of my family. I already talked to you about Nikki and Jenny, but I also have some other beautiful nieces and nephews up in Atlanta that just get great grades, blow the numbers away on the SATs, have beautiful jobs, and give unconditional love at all times, and they're just wonderful, beautiful people all. Of course, I want to give thanks to my mom. My mom's still here.
Lolly,
she's here. She was going to come in and tape, but she was cooking.
Okay.
She was cooking. Oh, I gave it away. We're on tape today. Oh, yeah, so we're on tape. I love the fact that Wanda would come in and tape it so I could be with my family on Thursday, and hope you're enjoying your family on Thursday, too. I love my mom. My mom gives me advice all the time. She helps me keep on the straight line, and she's just an amazing, amazing person who helps others all the time. And I'm going to finish up my list of things I give thanks for with Vivian. I'm going to give thanks for Vivian because Vivian is there for me whenever I need her. I'm in good health and good health mentally and physically because of the things that Vivian does for me. And Vivian, if all she did was provide the example of being the most amazing person, that would be fine. But Vivian is so much more than that. Vivian is just a beautiful, beautiful, loving human being that is just goodness, wrapped around love. You know, we talked about spooning. We talked about your significant other on that list. It's just an incredible, incredible thing. So, Wanda, what are you grateful for?
Well, I'm thankful that I get to come to a job I love every day, and I get to bring my fluffy polo with me every day. I'm truly thankful for that. I feel really blessed I get to work here. Thanks, Jim, for giving me great opportunities to grow as a broadcaster. Thanks, Jim, other Jim, Jim in 1 and 2.
We love you.
For encouraging me to be creative, because it just makes it easier for me when it's not stifled and you appreciate it, so it just flows.
You're just getting started, Wanda.
I only hope so.
You're just getting started.
And
that's the title of our book.
I love working with you because you're just fun, and you're a great guy.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I give thanks for the ability to appreciate that because it's not easy. It's not easy doing a lot of the things that I've done over the past year or so. I love all the guys and gals that I mentor. I love being in the position to provide an example to people. I give thanks for the fact that I'm able to speak at synagogue when the rabbi's not in town and motivate and spiritually enhance some of the other people. Oh, yeah. I have a blessed life. My whole life is just incredibly blessed. It's been challenging, but without the challenges, you don't know what your strength really is. You don't know what your limits are. And if you're not looking and finding your limits, well, I don't think you're living your life. Oh, write that down.
We got it recorded.
Yeah, I guess so, right?
When the negative stuff happens, it helps you realize what you know what you don't want, so it helps you focus on what you do want and focus on what, okay, that doesn't work for me, what does work for me. So it just helps bring about the positive
what
stuff.
I really want is I want everybody to just take a deep breath. don't talk about politics. Don't talk about things that piss everybody else off. If the guy cuts you off, let him go. Let him go far and then speed up again. Today's a day about caring, about love, about thankfulness, about gratefulness. It's a day to be together, to hold hands, to look somebody in the eye, deep in the eye, and tell them how much they mean to you. To do it with sincerity, because the sincerity will breed even better feeling inside you. And when you make yourself vulnerable and you're sincere, the other person will feel that and they'll open up too. And then a really, truly beautiful moment will happen that you'll be thankful for a long time. So I want to thank everybody for listening to us on our Thanksgiving show. I want to thank our sponsors of Warren Henry Automotive. Thank you so much to Larry Zinn and his whole family. They've been supportive on so many levels to us at the show and to my wife. Thank you to Howard Fabian and the NFL Alumni Association. Thank you so much to Rebecca Carlson and Carlson International Integrated for making our show look better. Thanks for Bruce Trakell for helping me find my brand. Thanks to the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies for providing me with a steady stream of students to mentor. And of course, thank you to our listeners. I saw somebody doing this on CNN the other day. Well, we do it every week. I want to thank our listeners, because without our listeners, we wouldn't have a show.
One more.
Go ahead.
Thanks, Mom.
There you go. Now, please join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. We got great shows coming up. Show 500 will be coming up in January. I think I just blew out the board
back
on that. Show 500 is back next January. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Yeah, Thanksgiving is coming to an end, and the firebrand is coming back.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
Keep being thankful.
All right, I'll be thankful for just a few more minutes.
But it's coming back fiery.
It is. My fire's starting to burn again. This is Jim Freed. Tweet at me, Jim Freed. Freed on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Robert Pitts, thank you, Robert Pitts, for doing our website.
Robert.
Hey, if you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com, as soon as we get it up there. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, the person who wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
We love you!
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is.
On 880, The Biz.